AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey there, everybody. Amy and TJ here, and we have a special first of the year episode of our podcast here for you that is actually inspired by Ava Monroe.
Yes, my daughter.
Yes.
21 years old, actually, now, and she is a very wise young woman. She always has been, and she showed me yesterday that she made a list. She actually put it up on Instagram, things I've learned this past year. And her list was very, very cool. It went from being insightful. We can't necessarily choose how we will react, but we can choose how we will respond, things like that. And then I think she ended it with always jump in the water, even when it's cold. But it was a cute list that made us all think. And so we thought we might come up with our own list and encourage other people to do the same.
We have a list. Yes, we've had a hell of a year. I guess we should say, first of all, to everybody, a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2024. That has happened. So a lot of people turning the page. At a part of turning that page, sometimes you do have to look back and take those lessons with you into the new year. So based on, and again, inspired by Ava Monroe, we had some other ideas we were throwing around about this podcast, but we kind of liked that one, and we got plenty of lessons. We learned the past year that we could pass along, or things we're going to take with us. But we both made lists, but we haven't seen each other's lists. So Robach has a list of how many you got?
I think I have just under 30.
Okay. I was up to about 37.
You won.
It wasn't a competition.
But it was.
But if it was. But these are all, so we haven't seen each other. So I am very curious to how this is going to go. So you want to kick things off? We'll just go back and forth.
Cool. Okay. I don't even know which one to start with, but choosing love is always worth it.
Choosing love is always worth it. Okay. My first was there are some friendships I lost in 2023 that will never come back. Mm. And I need to deal with that.
Yeah. It's an important lesson to learn. I learned seeing my daughters happy is my greatest joy. Seeing them sad is my deepest pain.
Lord, I have seen that. And I don't know how many people, maybe your parents, outside of me, I have seen what it means to you when those two aren't okay.
Yeah.
And even worse, when they aren't okay and you think you're responsible for them not being okay. I have seen that. So definitely, that's true.
And we've ended on a very high note.
Yes.
I have to say my greatest joy, I just want to add that, yep, this season has been seeing my daughters happy again.
Yes. And y'all have been bouncing off the walls for the for the past couple of weeks. And that's been great. It's been great to see. Actually, it kind of built up after the trip, the Thanksgiving trip.
Yep.
That you all took. So you all have, it's been very fun to watch you girls. My next one here is limiting access to you doesn't make you arrogant. It makes you purposeful and it means you're intentional. It's okay to be discerning about who's around you. It's not you being arrogant. It's okay.
I like that. All right. I learned that friendship, companionship is as important if not more important than chemistry.
Okay. I learned in 2023 that just because you're busy, that doesn't mean you're doing a good job or that you're getting a lot done.
That is true. I've learned that you don't really know someone until you divorce them.
Moving on. My next one is I learned in 2023 that forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with me.
Mm. I've learned in 2023 that you can lose your job, you can lose your reputation, you can lose friends, and you can lose most of your worldly possessions and still be happy.
Wow. You lost most of your worldly possessions?
I did. There was a lot of selling going on.
Oh,
you're a lot of giving away.
No, it was a great yard sale. It was a great yard sale. My next, in 2023, I learned that you should not let your bad days trick you into thinking you have a bad life.
Mm, I like that. Mm. I learned that yellow roses make me smile.
Yeah, I learned they make you smile, too. They make me smile now. I love that story. We'll get back into that. We'll do a whole episode on the
Age of Innocence.
Yes, a whole episode on it. My next one in 2023, I learned that it's very difficult to find a bar that can make a good skinny margarita.
Oh, you know what? On that note, I learned that Aperol spritzes are even better when you skip the club soda.
And I learned in 2023 that Gay Beach in Puerto Vallarta will forever be one of my favorite places I have ever visited on vacation.
That is amazing. I learned in 2023 that I actually like oysters.
Ah, yes, I was there for that. I learned in 2023 that worry is not going to take away tomorrow's troubles. Rather, it's just going to take away today's peace.
Wow. I learned that Prince has so many songs that I'd never heard of before, and I like them all.
And you are welcome for that. I learned in 2023 that people have a tendency to judge you for your worst actions, but they judge themselves by their best intentions.
That is so true. Mm. I learned not to be invested in outcomes. Mm.
2023, I learned you can't depend on karma being a bitch because sometimes good things happen to bad people. Sorry.
It's just the way it goes. I learned that you're going to love this one.
Oh, God.
It's better to fall into like and then walk into love.
Oh, my God.
Did I deliver that with the appropriate cheesiness?
So you fell in like. And then walked in love.
I chose love after falling into like. I couldn't help how much I liked you. I just always liked
you
being around
fell
you.
Fell into like with me.
I did.
Then kind of stumbled into love. Just kind of
I purposefully walked into love.
It's like you tripped.
There was a stumble or two along the way. Still have a few bruises, but it's okay.
I learned in 2023 that the smartest person in the room is often the one who realizes just how little they know.
Yes. I think Socrates has a quote saying the wisest man in the world is the man who knows he knows nothing.
There it is.
It's one of my absolute favorite quotes.
Well, I've seen it play out a little more this past year.
Yes, I hear you. I learned that I am apparently always off rhythm because I dance on the ones and threes. I snap my fingers on the ones and threes.
Okay, that's actually on my list that I learned in 2023 that Robach dances to music on the one and three notes. It's out there.
You want to expand it a little? Because it's not just me, perhaps.
No, it's all of you.
White people. Okay,
no, a lot.
This is fascinating to me, though.
It is, but you didn't know it.
I didn't.
Until I started pointing it out, and it is, and people talk about white people can't dance, and white people are off beat or off rhythm and all this, but it comes from, I've seen this happen. As music's playing, it doesn't matter how banging of a hip-hop hit it might be and how dope the beat is, you're going on a one and a three, which is the exact opposite of me and a lot of people
most
I know of.
Black people.
Yeah.
Of a certain color, is that what you were going to say? You all dance on the twos and fours.
Twos and four. It's a, the clap, the beat, the rhythm. It's the two. It's natural. So when I tried to do a one and three with you, I was like, how in God's name are you doing this?
And I feel the same way about the twos and fours.
So
I've
weird.
Tried and I can't do it. It's so counterintuitive to me. And I never realized that that was a thing until you pointed it out. And so we've tested it on people and it's kind of true.
Just have you, just had you watch the room and look at the beat that some of your folks were on.
That was a big lesson I learned.
Okay. But we've had fun with it all. We've had fun.
Oh my goodness. Was that yours then?
Yes.
So it's my turn again?
Yes.
All right. I've learned that Wipeout is perhaps the best show on television.
The original older version, or you like the new John Cena version?
I like them both, but old school is kind of cool because they said things and comment on things that would never be allowed now.
These
I think you would actually get canceled, so it's kind of fun, like you're watching something you shouldn't be. I enjoy it immensely.
With the new version too, but I think maybe because they're on cable, they can get away with some things as well, but I don't know why that show is just continues to do it for us. It delivers every time. All right, me in 2023, I learned that it doesn't matter how many times I watch them. Elf and Love Actually are just two movies I am never going to be into.
That is such a shame because those are two of my favorites.
I know.
And I'm still trying to get you to watch The Holiday.
I did.
Did you actually watch it? See, you say you watch movies and then you don't.
I'm remembering now, we watched it. It was on a plane and I didn't have the audio on.
That's correct.
I saw what was happening. And turns out I guessed every scene correctly.
That's the thing with rom-coms. They're predictable and that's why people like them because they know what they're going to get.
I tried, sweetness.
Yeah, there usually aren't twists to a rom-com. Like, you know exactly that at the end they're going to get together, right? In 2023, I learned that TJ's chimichurri sauce is the bomb.
All right. Yeah, that's good. It's good stuff. All right. 2023, I learned that sometimes people have to pretend you're a bad person just so they don't have to feel guilty about the things they do to you.
Well, in 2023, I learned that I like holding hands.
You just learned this.
Right, because I think if you can remember, I used to say to you, and this was a joke, I wasn't a hugger, and I didn't like to hold hands. And now?
I know about the hugging thing, because everybody around, you never wanted to hug anybody, even your own children.
Stop. Well, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if you're born that way, if you grow up with certain family dynamics, but I just was never a big hugger and never a big hand holder. And it doesn't mean that I didn't have strong feelings of love and friendship for people. It's just not how I expressed myself. But I now like holding hands.
Why? But you said it has nothing to do with any level of love or affection, but why did some switch flip?
You.
Oh, wow.
I like holding your hand.
Because I moisturize. Is that what it is? I have very soft. No.
You make me feel safe. I don't know. I like holding your hand. So that was a big about face. And I learned that about myself, that maybe it was just, I needed you in my life.
All right. You always reach for my hand. Even if my hand is in my pocket, you'll still put your arm.
I do.
And interlock in some way. You do. As everybody has seen, probably.
Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure. It's been documented.
2023, I learned that white people really love casseroles. I didn't know how much.
We do. And you know, I made a great one for Christmas for the girls. Okay. It's my mom's potato casserole. Yeah. It's got hash browns, cream of chicken soup, canned, Campbell's usually. Yeah. It's got sour cream in it. It's got a lot of shredded cheese in it. And one of the magical parts about it, you saute green onions in butter first and you mix it all together. Then you squish it all into the casserole dish. And here is the other amazing part of it. You get some cornflakes. You crunch them up.
Oh my God.
You spread them all over the top and then you melt butter and drizzle butter over the cornflakes. You bake it in the oven at 400 for 40 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And you will not have tasted anything better in your life.
Are there raisins in there somewhere?
No. Not in this one.
Okay.
But raisins are a staple in a lot of casseroles. I'm not a fan of that.
Oh my
God. Just to put that on the record.
It's a weird, but there are another, you said that the potato one and there's a
green bean, green casserole. Bean
one. Yep. I swear there's another one.
A lot of them have cans of soup in them. Yes. I've made like a spaghetti casserole where you put it in and you've got the cheese on top. You melt it. My grandmother used to always make that.
Okay.
It's just it's an easy dish that's tasty that you can serve up easily for a lot of people.
Okay. All right.
The look on your face. No. Is, disgust?
I've never been a casserole guy. I have never liked a casserole. I didn't grow up around casseroles at all. But to see you, not just that you can make one or two or three, like your level of enthusiasm for a casserole. And you're like, oh, the girls are going to just die. Like they're begging for a casserole.
They are. That's actually not an understatement.
I know. So I learned that in 2020.
I was going to bring some over to you, but it was all gone.
The casserole?
Yeah.
Oh.
Next year.
When is Easter?
I'll keep on the food theme because I learned this year that I can't always eat the way I do when I'm training for a marathon.
Again, the running is just an excuse for how you want to eat.
But when you're training for a marathon, sometimes you're running up to 40 miles a week. So you can kind of eat almost anything and justify it because you need the fuel. Mm-hmm. You need to replenish the glycogen that was lost in your legs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Now, I think if anyone out there has followed me for some time, they know that I was a hardcore keto head for a while. And I still like to not have carbs, or at least get my only carbs through vegetables. But when I'm running, well...
Excuses.
Anyway, the last month has taught me that I need to go back to my old way of being more healthy in my choices. But yes, that was a lesson learned.
You know what? Are we going to do the New York City half this year?
Well, that's up to you because you learned that you don't like
cold
running in the cold.
You know what? In fact, I think I'll skip down to one of these that I have on my list that has to do with the cold. Where is it? Here it is. I learned in 2023 that I hate running in the cold, but I hate running on a treadmill even more. So I hate the cold. Yes, we talked about it, the half marathon this year. I think it was in the teens when it started, and it was the worst run of my life, training run or actual race. It was the worst of my life.
And it was the best of my life. It actually was a personal record for me. Mm-hmm. But you could argue that it was because we just wanted it to be over so quickly.
I sure did. But I was still following you the whole time. And man, it was great to get to the end. Get some water and a casserole in me to replenish.
All right. More lessons learned coming up.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, more lessons learned in 2023 that hopefully we can put to good use in this new year. In 2023, I learned that my family is awesome. Like, I already knew they were mostly awesome, but they were extra awesome this year.
This was a special year in a lot of ways. In those relationships, because I saw all that happen and unfold. So that is a good one. I learned in 2023 that... some of the best weight you can ever lose is the weight of other people's opinion of you.
I like what you did there. That's very cool. I learned that there are more kind people in the world than mean.
I learned that multitasking is not something to be proud of.
I like that. I learned that surrendering is powerful. It seems like it might be weak. When you hear the word surrender, pull up the white flag. But when you really surrender to whatever is happening, that is where your true power lies.
Got it tattooed on my arm. Surrender as a nice little reminder of what you just said. What else I learned in 2023? That it's not change that's actually painful. It's your resistance to it that causes you the pain.
I learned that I never want to go back to the grind of morning television. And I learned that I don't miss the job. I miss the people.
Agree with you there. I learned in 2023 that what other people think of you is actually none of your damn business.
I learned that horror movies actually help my mood when I'm down or sad. And I think the reasoning behind it is at least I'm not being possessed by a demon. I mean, it could be worse.
I was following you. I didn't know you were going to go with some really twisted logic there at the end. I'm not feeling good today. Let's watch a slasher.
Well, have we not done that? A lot?
Well, we watch them anyway. We don't watch them to make ourselves feel better.
Were we watching them every day before last year? No.
Well, we were going to work.
We
couldn't just sit up all
day. True, we had structured days back then and probably didn't have time to watch horror movies.
We have no structure now.
Do you have a few favorites from this year?
Favorite?
Horror movies. We've seen so many.
Oh, first thing out of your mouth has to be Talk to Me.
That is what I have down too.
Has to be the... first thing out of your mouth.
That was so good.
Oh my God.
Like Oscar worthy good.
You know, that is where is it? I will skip down on my list. In 2023, I learned that I would be willing to campaign for Sophie Wilde to get an Oscar nomination for her role in Talk to Me. If y'all haven't seen this movie, get on it today.
It is. There were so many good horror movies this year. Evil Dead Rise.
Ooh.
That was brilliant. Okay. And I didn't even realize it was a whole, and someone who watches and considers herself a horror movie aficionado, I did not even know it was a whole series. It dates back into the 1970s, even.
I think they've only made five or six of them.
Worth the wait.
That movie's amazing. But yeah, Sophie Wilde, and get to your point, Talk to Me. Oh, that is the movie of the year for me.
I've learned and. I guess this goes back to my worldly objects, losing most of them. But I've learned that material objects are meaningless.
2023, I learned that tabloid stories aren't reported. They're planted. I got a whole education in this year.
That's a good one and very true. In 2023, I learned, and this was surprising to me, that I sleep better now that I'm living authentically. It actually has had a huge impact on my sleeping. Before, and I think you'll know this, I've talked about this, I was either taking melatonin, Sometimes I would take Trazodone to try and sleep. I would have white noise blaring. I couldn't sleep unless it was on. Hmm. And I had to play Candy Crush for like 10 minutes before I tried to go to sleep to quiet my brain and to just kind of numb myself in a way. I had to do all of those things, sometimes together, but at least one of those things had to be in place for me to fall asleep.
And I was familiar with your habits. It was any time if I needed a question or I needed to text you at night, I knew, say, hey, have you done Candy Crush yet? Because once you do that, it's done.
I'm done. But now I actually fall asleep on my own without any sort of drug or noise. I can sleep on planes now.
I still have to read you a lullaby, though, every night.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the night.
Yeah.
But no, I slept on a plane the other day. I've never been able to sleep on a plane.
That was an exceptional 24 hours you had previously.
But okay. Even still, I can't recall a time sleep. I've been able to.
You blacked out, baby.
I had my head on your shoulder, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, we landed? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, 2023. What else I learned? My list continues with... I learned that even the person treating you poorly is going through something. Mm. Give them a break.
You've said that.
Yeah.
You know, even with some of the photographers that were on us, that was very frustrating and could easily make someone angry or say something or do something that maybe they wouldn't want documented. You always took the kind approach and you would go up to them and say, who you working for? Did you get your picture? Hope you have a good day. And you just said, hey, he might have a mouth to feed and this is the only way he can work. Someone's rude on the subway. Maybe they're trying to get somewhere that you don't know what's happened to them. You don't know what their day has been like. You don't know what their life is like.
Well, yeah. And sometimes people are just jerks. So there are those folks out there, but I start with giving somebody the benefit of the doubt because I know good and hell well, both of us, some point you snapped at somebody on something small because of something they had nothing to do with. And just everybody is going, I mean, life can be really hard. So yeah, I give people a break.
I love that. I learned in 2023 that there are no horns or people don't honk their horns in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We were really amazed. Maybe it's just our New York experience. Hey,
but yeah, it was... maybe it's against the law. Maybe we should look that up. But
it was remarkable. Traffic jams, people walking the street. We never once saw anyone honk their horn, which I loved and appreciated.
And now it's good to be home.
Back to New York.
I learned in 2023 that I will never understand why Sailing by Christopher Cross is considered such a great song. I won't understand it. I'm respecting it fine. I don't get it.
When you walked in the door, we were getting ready for New Year's Eve. I was getting ready for New Year's Eve, and I quickly raced to try and change the music because Sailing was on, and I knew you were going to make fun of me. You were like, this is your
hype music.
Get ready to go out music?
Yeah.
I would say Sailing is good at any time of the day, in any experience.
At that moment?
Yes, I was enjoying it.
I came in hot. Like I was ready. We had been separated for a couple of hours during the day. It was time to get back together. We were going to start getting the clothes together. And I put the music on and get the drinks flowing. And I get down the hallway.
You can hear Sailing.
It completely changes your mood.
Right, for the better.
Okay.
I learned in 2023 that feeling misunderstood is one of the most difficult human experiences.
I learned that girls grow into and out of style phases really quickly.
That's true. And I've been able to kind of tell you what's coming next because it's so funny to watch Sabine dress the way Annalise was dressing a couple years ago. So yes, more to come.
When does this one end? I live on the streets and...
Yes, but it's chic and none of these clothes fit me.
What do they call it? Hobo chic?
Yeah. Yes. Something. Yes. Is that right? I think that's what it is. Okay. Hobo chic. I've never understood that. It's kind of grunge on steroids.
Grunge.
Because I remember grunge in the 90s, but this is taking it to a whole new level where you actually are laughing at the clothes that they're wearing. They're like XXL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sabine even laughed the other day that she grew out of a phase to where she had, I don't even know what phase this is, where she would have her pants hiked up so high, but then have the shirt tucked in the front. What is that?
Dweeby?
She wanted to do that all the time, and it drove me crazy. She even was laughing about it the other day, like, yeah, I'm out of that one.
Well, there could be a preppy phase. I saw Ava go through that. Then there can be, what do they call it, emo?
That's where you're Sabine is.
All black. That's where Sabine is. She's emo.
With the oversized.
Yes. And it's black. Black hoodie, black sweatpants, oversized pants.
That's it.
Black boots, everything.
Yep.
Head to toe. It.
Yep.
Well, she fits right in New York.
Drives me crazy.
Emo is the thing. I have learned that expectations are the root of almost all resentments, future resentments. So I've learned that when you can, and I don't ever want to lower my expectations of myself, but when you lower expectations of things you cannot control, life is a lot easier.
What about expectations of people? Should we not set? Okay, this is where I run into trouble. Sometimes I have an expectation of someone that I don't state, but then sometimes they state and give me an expectation I should now have of them, and they don't deliver on that. So where are you on the expectations game?
I feel like if you're looking for peace, if you just let people be who they are and accept them as they are, then you can choose whether or not you want to be around them. But if you think you're going to change them or that you can require something of them, I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment and, yes, resentment.
All right. I learned in 2023 that it takes a lot of trial and error to figure out your correct THC edible dosage. A lot of trial and error.
How's that working for you?
The thing is about trial and error when it comes to THC edibles, even your errors are a good time.
And it really helps if you don't have a job. So you can have freedom to conduct those experiments and still, yes, live your life. Have you found out what yours is?
I'm giving you all I'm going to give you on this topic.
Okay. I have learned in 2023 that it's never too late to start again, to start over.
I learned in 2023 that having a good travel partner is everything. And I got two people. You and Sabine is a wonderful person to travel with one-on-one. She's just done it so much that she just gets it. She's better than most adults in traveling. And you've, of course, traveled so much. We're always cutting up and clowning and liking the same things. And so it's been great traveling with you too.
I agree. And Ava and Annalise are also the most incredible travelers because I think what happens is, and you know, when you're traveling, sometimes I'm not trying to laugh at someone, but you see how miserable people are. You're going on vacation and yet
traveling sucks though.
It does. But with, you know what it is? You have expectations that things are going to go right, that you're not going to hit traffic, that
the flight's going to be on time.
Right. But people are upset that things didn't go exactly the way they wanted them to. And so that's why, because they rarely do when you travel, if you can bring along a little bit of levity,
it's true.
It makes a huge difference. And so if you go in with that attitude, you can laugh when everything goes wrong. I mean, sometimes when things go wrong, you end up having experiences you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Delayed flights can actually be a blessing.
They can. But if you go in, you're right. Knowing that, we have seen everything in our traveling days. We've traveled so much. So there's very little you can throw at us. Mm-hmm. And we'll go, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. So it's good to travel with somebody who has that same experience.
I like that. I've learned that while turning 50 is absolutely a privilege, I am very discouraged by this one thing. This is the thing that I have been most frustrated by getting older. And I've learned that your eyesight deteriorates no matter who you are. And I cannot see a menu now.
So does this mean I'm going to get more and more attractive to you as your eyes?
Maybe that's part of what.
Nice.
I'm serious. Biology, it might be actually being kinder. So I can't see as well up close. So that's probably a good thing as we age, right?
No, but you might start finding other people more attractive too. And that's a problem for me. But no, you're right about the eyes. It was, yeah, I don't have that issue yet, but to see it now and how you deal with it, and it's,
you even
have a different respect.
Bought me reading glasses for Christmas.
Yes.
And I love them.
Thought you'd have some nice ones. All the ones you have are, you know, they're just disposables. Maybe.
Anyone who has the same issue, anyone over the age of probably 45, most people, I have so many reading glasses, and they're all from CVS, Duane Reade. So they're cheap, and they crack when you open them up and close them, and they might not look the best, but I lose them a lot. So,
but I wanted you to have a nice pair or two. So Warby Parker, thank you for the try on, at home try on. But yes, you got nice glasses. Now we'll see how long they last, but they look good on you.
Thank you.
1.25, right?
Right. But I'm going to 1.5 pretty soon.
How soon? I got the glasses.
I'm trying. I'm fighting it.
I have learned in 2023 that Olivia Rodrigo is freaking awesome in concert. Mm. This young lady is amazing. And I really respect a live artist. So I learned that very recently.
All right. In 2023, I have learned that true friends are those who are still there for you when you have nothing to give.
I learned in 2023 that cancer scares are constantly recurring for cancer survivors.
Yeah.
We all have somebody in our family or some friends or somebody that we're connected to that has dealt with cancer in one way, form, or fashion. But when you live with somebody and somebody you love every single day, and there's like a daily conversation or a daily, I feel this, or daily, I don't know about that, or should I? There's like a constant reminder every day that something could go wrong. Like there's not just a 6 month or a 1 year checkup type of thing. It's a constant something that makes you think, ooh, could this be it?
It's a lifetime of fear of recurrence, but it's also a lifetime reminding you that life is short. And to live to your very fullest. So there's a curse and a blessing with it. All right, our final lessons when we come back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, we got just a few more lessons learned in 2023 that we are going to pass along. One more for me from 2023. I learned that I'm actually interested in getting married again. Mm. Look, it's nobody wants to be divorced once, and certainly nobody wants to be divorced twice. And that didn't turn me off to relationships. It turned me off kind of to the idea of getting married again. But here I am. So I learned that in 2023. I also learned in 2023... thanks to you, yacht rock is a thing, is what I learned. It's a real thing.
It is, and it's enjoyed by many.
I've learned that as well. I went to a yacht rock wedding recently.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was.
I've learned in 2023 that if you go onto Spotify, you can find a playlist that says music that gets white people turnt.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And for anybody out there who needs to entertain
white people
group, it's guaranteed hits.
It's embarrassing how spot on it is.
It's okay.
I mean, I was confused why you were playing all the music I like that you never listened to. And so I actually asked you, what playlist is this? Never expecting you to say music that gets white people turnt.
And they nailed it every single time.
Nailed it.
Also in 2023, I learned that this too shall pass really is true. So many people told us that. Yep. And you don't believe it in the moment, but it's true.
Sometimes it takes longer than you think it will.
But it will pass.
But it will pass. I love that. I learned in 2023 that people reflect back to you what you believe about yourself. And so it's important how you think of yourself, how you regard yourself, because that is what people will reflect back to you. And when you're feeling shame, when you're feeling blame, when you're feeling guilt, when you're feeling down, it matters how you think of yourself.
That was some of the best. I remember that quote, not a quote, it was a message from Candy Carter. I love you out there, Candy, but she sent this text to me. I know I shared it with you, but she said, you need to remember who you are. You're starting to believe what other people are saying about you.
Right.
Like you're just some random viewer out there reading this stuff about TJ Holmes. And she said, you actually are starting to believe what people are saying about you.
Yep.
Snap out of it.
I love that.
My next one, 2023, I learned that it's not my fault that the sports bra inserts keep coming out during the wash. I didn't do anything wrong.
I have learned that I spend an absurd amount of time trying to get those inserts back in correctly. Not folded over. I need somebody to do better, to make a sports bra where that is not a constant source of frustration.
Okay, I just know I felt bad about it, but it turns out it's a thing and it's not my fault.
That was a good one, baby. Right. That made me laugh. All right. In 2023, and I'm going to actually quote something that I learned, gossip is one of the most rampant and pervasive evils in our culture today. Matthew Kelly wrote that in his book, Life is Messy. And one of the reasons he says it is that gossip can never be undone. It actually changes the perception, which becomes reality. And we've all done it to other people. And I think most of us have all been recipients of it. But I just want to remember how evil gossip is. I've learned that. And I've made a valiant effort to not participate in it.
There's a longer excerpt. There's a whole section he wrote in that book about gossip, because you shared it with me a long time ago. But it's great. We should get into that, and we'll put it out there for people to see at some point. But it's think of the times you stood around a water cooler, you stood in the bathroom at work and started whispering or something about somebody, passing something along. That type of stuff, you think it seems so minor, you're not doing any harm. It is just awful.
It's crushing.
It is. It is. But no, that's say his name again.
His name is Matthew Kelly.
And Life is Messy is the book. And my last one here, lesson from 2023. I learned that it's possible to spend a whole year with somebody and still miss them when they get up to go to the bathroom.
Aww.
It's been, you and I have spent an exorbitant amount of time together.
Like, absurd. I think we probably have spent enough time together that we should have been married for 10 years.
And that I don't think that's overstating.
I don't either.
The amount of time we got to spend together. You feel like you need a break from, oftentimes in relationships, you want a break from folks and you need to be away from them so then you can miss them. And I've just never had an experience like this happening with you. And we were, some would say cursed, but also we could say blessed to have what we had the past year and to be where we are. So happy new year to you too, Mama. I'll see you this year. A lot, probably.
A lot. I'm not going anywhere. Maybe to the bathroom a couple times, but that's it.
Well, I'll miss you. All right, really, folks, happy 2023, 2024 to you. Hope you're as excited as we are to turn the page on 2023, but also take some of those lessons with us into 2024. You aren't going to give them the... Tell them where to find us. You remember?
Oh,
people
right.
were saying, yes. right. Yeah, I hope that we're not going to edit this out. We're going to keep this just like this. Look, some of you all complained, including some of our family members and friends, that, yo, the podcast ends too abruptly. We don't, right. like, you're going, and we might even be into something. And then, boom, it stops. And so I just stopped, and I thought Rose was going to pick it back up, and she didn't.
Sorry. We're usually really good at communicating with our eyes, and I can pick up where you leave off. And vice versa, but I just dropped the ball completely there.
That's all right.
So yes, as we wrap up the podcast, everyone, you can follow us on Instagram, AJ Robach, and what yours is official TJ. I don't even remember now.
Man,
but maybe at least I follow you. And then, of course, you can follow the podcast at Amy and TJ Podcast. We'll see you all a little bit later this week.
We probably should have just let it end abruptly.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.